Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we are on location, and we are at quite a location. This is St. Andreas Church here in the town of Eisleben in Saxon, Germany. Now, we know that this is the town of the birth of Luther, and it also is the town of his death. But we are in the church, and this is a significant place because it is here. In fact, it is in this very pulpit that is right behind me. It is from that pulpit that Luther preached his final 4 sermons. Now, Luther was not brought here to preach sermons. In fact, the reason he was brought to this town or came to this town was to settle a dispute. A dispute had arisen over an inheritance among 2 of the counts in this area. And if this dispute did not get settled, it would threaten this area and it would threaten this town and maybe even the folks in this church. And of course, Luther cares about this place. This is the home of his birth, Eisleben, and he cares about this church. He was tired. He was worn out. He wrote in a letter that he was a worn out, sluggish, cold, tired, one-eyed man at the end of his life. And he probably should have stayed in Wittenberg, but he came here. We'll find out in a little bit about his death, but it was here that he preached 4 sermons between January 28, 1546, and February 14. And one of those sermons, Luther, with his typical humor, makes the point that God must be a terrible teacher. In fact, he tells us that God must be one of the most terrible teachers of all time because his pupils, his students, are constantly trying to improve upon his teaching, that they're constantly trying to improve upon his word, upon God's revelation to us. Now, what Luther meant by that was especially the teachings of God, doctrine, that comes to us through his word. And he's talking about this tendency that we have. In fact, we see it even before we get to the New Testament. We see how it was done with God's Old Testament and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, how they added to God's word. We see it in the first century in Paul's. He's working with the Church of Galatia. And we see it throughout the centuries, throughout the pages, as it were, of church history. We see how the church is wrongly trying to improve upon God's word. And the doctrine, the central doctrine, the crucial doctrine that matters is, of course, the doctrine of salvation. And how in Luther's day, in fact, this is what was at the heart of the Reformation, how the Roman Catholic Church had added to the doctrine of salvation, that they thought they could improve upon this poorly given and poorly taught doctrine from God. And so we see what's on Luther's heart. We see what's on his mind and what's coming forth from this pulpit in his literally final days is that we accept God's word as it comes to us, that we don't try to, quote, unquote, improve upon it, but that we accept it and that we believe it and that we obey it. Well, it was from this pulpit that Luther preached those final 4 sermons. This pulpit, we understand, was constructed in 1518, and this church early on had a Lutheran influence. Curiously enough, through the 1520s and 1530s, this church was both Catholic and Lutheran. In the mornings, they would celebrate the Mass, and in the afternoons, there would be a Lutheran sermon. Apparently, they were just going at each other all day long. Finally, by 1540, one of the prominent Catholic citizens of this town, a count who is Catholic, died. And upon his death, this church could become fully evangelische, as they say in Germany, or it could become fully Lutheran. And that's a good thing, because the Lutheran himself preached here in 1546. That's St. Andreas Church in Eisleben in Saxon, Germany. and I'm Steve Nichols. And thanks for joining us for 5 minutes in church history.
Well, I see we've got a little bit of time, so let's hear this from John Calvin. He's commenting on Psalm 71:16. The only remedy for alleviating our sorrow and our afflictions is to enter into God's strengths, that they may surround and defend us on all sides.